Residents of Kabul, Afghanistan, awoke today to the sound of powerful explosions as U.S. jets struck a Taliban military base, igniting a fuel dump. The Pentagon has admitted that yesterday's attacks on Kabul mistakenly included a Red Cross warehouse, destroying about a third of the relief supplies stored there. North of the capital, Taliban forces and elements of the opposition Northern Alliance are battling for control of the strategic city of Mazar-e-Sharif. The opposition offensive is being aided by U.S. airstrikes. The air campaign in Afghanistan is just the latest chapter in 2 decades of almost constant conflict in the country. NPR's Ivan Watson went to Haskapa Canyon in northern Afghanistan, where reminders of a past war and the unsuccessful invasion of a foreign army still litter the countryside.
A donkey grazes on a barren hillside. And just a few yards away sits a broken Soviet tank. Its turret's been flipped upside down. The tip of its cannon lies buried in the sand of Haskapa Canyon. In the local language, Haskapa means small winter shelter. For the Soviets, this place was more of a graveyard. The remains of dozens of Soviet tanks and armored personnel carriers lie rusting along the roadside. The canyon was once one of the main supply routes running from neighboring Soviet Tajikistan into Afghanistan during the Soviet-Afghan War. Zawarsha, a former Mujahideen rebel, says the Soviet armored convoys were frequent targets of the Mujahideen. There are more than 100 old tanks here, he says. The Russians left them behind after we destroyed them with big rockets. Now, more than a decade after the Soviet withdrawal, Afghans have been putting the steel from the armored vehicles to good use. At a roadside inn, an innkeeper named Zulmai leads a visitor to a one-room guest house. In front of the doorway lie 2-foot-long strips of heavy linked metal. These are pieces of tank treads. We use them as doormats, says Zulmai, because it's very dusty here. Locals have scavenged turrets and axles to make waterproof rooftops, to build fences, and to reinforce roads. It's probably not quite what the Soviets had in mind when they rolled the original vehicles out of their factories 20 years ago. Speaking through an interpreter, Zulmai explains why he scattered single links of tank treads in the dust in front of his inn.
When some people come here with their donkeys, when they want to drink some tea, they fasten their donkeys here,
to the tank treads.
Yeah.
Some may find the Afghans' ingenuity amusing, but according to driver Sayyid Fazel, the Soviets also left behind some deadly reminders of their failed invasion. It's dangerous walking around here, he says. The Russians left anti-personnel mines everywhere. A half hour's drive up the road, past another dozen destroyed Soviet tanks, stands a symbol of Afghanistan's most recent war. Northern Alliance tank commander Wali proudly poses on top of what's clearly a well-maintained and functioning tank.
T-Pinjo Panj,
says Wali. It means T-55, another Russian-made tank, now a weapon in the Northern Alliance Army. Wali says his tank and crew have been posted here to defend a bridge. And if they get the call, he adds, they'll drive to the front line to fight against the Taliban. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Haskapa Canyon in northern Afghanistan.